The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 22. Winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers, 42. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 21. Partly cloudy. Overcast skies Sunday with highs around 28. 38 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Good evening. We'll be joining Tom Kautz shortly. Right now in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 34 degrees. It's currently partly cloudy out there. We've got a feels-like temperature of 32. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 71%. The dew point, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.90 inches of mercury. Again, we'll be joining Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley. family with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Again, this is Joseph Kerr with you, taking a look at the MSC Radio Network broadcast schedule for this evening. We've got high school basketball scheduled here from our home Mount Academy at Donovan West. Starting shortly, we'll also have the high school basketball Fall City at Syracuse over on KTNC. The Cobra Channel is going to have Royal Valley at Jackson Heights. We're going to have the Hiawatha and Troy game on the Hiawatha Channel. The Holton Channel will be holding the Burling game at Holton game. And the Sabetha will have Sabetha at Marysville. Silver Lake Channel will have Silver Lake at Perry-Lecompton. Those can be found on the MSC Radio app. That's at mscsports.net. Again, we'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside shortly.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Well, it's going to be just a couple of more minutes. Tom has not been able to join me quite yet. We're working out a couple of technical difficulties, but we'll be bringing you the game in its entirety as soon as possible. We're going to take a slight musical interlude right now, and we'll be back.
Only Monday, I was arrested. On Tuesday, they locked me in the jail. On Wednesday, my trial. On a Thursday they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, I got the stripes and breeches. On a I got my ball and chain. On a Wednesday, I'm working digging ditches. On a Thursday, Lord, I beg them not to knock me down again. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. My mom. back around my shoulder. And them chains are about to drag me down.
We can't make your job better, but we can help you escape.
Escapism is mental diversion by means of entertainment or recreation.
Escapism at its finest. Today's Hit Country from Hot Country 93.7.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you. We're still in a little bit of a holding pattern. We will be going to Tom Couts shortly. Again, I did want to invite you guys to join us tomorrow, as we'll have Benedictine Ravens football action for you as the NAIA Football Championship Series continue in the NAIA's version of the Sunflower Showdown, as number 5 Benedictine renews its series with number 4 Friends University. That game has got a 1 p.m. kickoff tomorrow. Join us right here at Hot Country 93.7 a little bit early, say around 12:40 or so, to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. We're going to do a little bit more music, and then we'll be joining Tom Couts as quickly as we can. We're in a little bit of a game delay.
Of Atchison, local news, farm, weather, and sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Be all right. You could be a blackbird on a country street. clouds roll on their way to old Mexico. I don't want to be alone. And the rays of light through my shiner box bottle make me want to turn the key and put down the throttle. Get lost down 35. Get tied down by the ties that bind. Seem like you're never gonna find the time. Do what I need. That's to find me a place where I can think. Talk about love and laugh and drink. And there's someone there who cares.
Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 22. Winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers, 42. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 21. Partly cloudy. Overcast skies Sunday with highs around 28. 38 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're still in a little bit of a holding pattern, waiting for that game to begin, as we will be going to Tom Couch shortly. Currently in Atchison, it's 36 degrees and clear. It feels like 32 out there with the winds out of the south. west at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 73%. The dew point 28 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.90 inches of mercury. I've got a little bit of Julianne Hogue next with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Chris Stapleton with Millionaire right here at Hot Country 93.7. Again, we're still in a little bit of a holding pattern waiting for Tom Couts to call in. We will be joining that game as soon as it begins, taking a look around the area. The Sabetha Marysville girls game has come to halftime with Marysville leading 23 to Sabetha's 15. In the Burlington-Holton game, we are sitting with 5 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first half, with Burlington at 15, Holton ladies at 7. The Jackson Heights Cobras game is just about ready to begin as they're going to be playing against Royal Valley. And we've got the Hiawatha game set to begin as the Redhawks are playing host to, or no, are away at the Troy Trojans. Get a little bit of Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood for you. Here's Baby It's Cold Outside.
I've got to go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
What you're
my father
hurting.
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink
I'll
more.
I'll put some records on while you pour.
The neighbors might
be. Baby, it's bad out there.
Of Atchison, local news, farm, weather, and sports. Hot Country 93.7.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town. Not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. but Mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
We'll be joining Tom Couts in just a couple of moments right here at Hot Country 93.7.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Fortune Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Welcome you to Highland, Kansas, where tonight got a couple of high school basketball games between a couple of teams from a couple of different conferences. And let's talk about it as it is going to be Donovan West playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's back in that Care Radio Sports Studio producing and engineering and doing all that complicated stuff. I'm just here in the gym having a good time and looking forward to watching a couple of great ball games. We had JV games. And the girls' JV game, it was Donovan West coming out on the long end of the score. And in the boys' JV game, it was a nail-biter coming down to the last, 50 or so seconds of the game. And Mar Hill Mount Academy was able to steal a win in the boys' JV game. That said, fantastic crowd here tonight. And kind of an unusual series of circumstances. It is here on December the 5th. It is King and Queen of Courts Night at Donovan West High School. So I'm talking to, some of the folks here and asking them, hey, awfully early, right? And they said, it's just kind of a weird thing. Make yourself at home, man. Pull up a chair. And I'm saying, it's awfully early in the season for, those royalty nights. And he goes, yeah. He says, we at Donovan West, they do not have another home Friday night game while school is in session until like the very maybe last week or something of the year. So the schedule just worked out that if you're going to have King and Queen of Courts and you're going to have it at a home game, logical, going to win it on a Friday night. I understand all that. This was the option. So here on December the 5th, that is what's happening here today. So you got lots of people all dressed up and sparkly dresses and neckties and balloons and all kinds of fun and frivolity going on here this evening. And on top of that, We got what promises to be a couple of great basketball games. We're going to take a breather. We'll be back. Bring in the starters, a little bit about the game, and then it'll be high school hoops here on K Radio right now. We're kicking back to Joseph. We'll be right back.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Donovan West High School here in Highland, Kansas. Public address announcer beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd here tonight, and let me introduce them to you. First of all, for the home team, Donovan West, under head coach Perry Smith, his assistant coaches Kyra Johnson and Jim Leatherman. Donovan West is going to be starting Courtney Johnson, Andy Foster, Katie Falk, a trio of juniors, one sophomore, it's Reese McCauley, and a lone senior, and that is Emmy Jo Wettstein. So for Donovan West, it'll be Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, McCauley, and Falk. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, and Lady Raven head coach Luke Knoll, his assistant coach Blair Flynn, MHMA, going to be starting seniors Hannah Cody, Caitlin Folsom, and hold on, I thought I had, let's see, two seniors, three juniors, with Capri Kechner, a junior, Lucy Bradfield, a junior, and Megan Hunley, a junior for MHMA. We're going to take a break. And we're going to be back here in Highland. Tip-off for the ladies' game coming up right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Fudge Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
help here in Donovan West. The gym is absolutely packed. It is rafters high. And emotion, fans are all pumped up, charged up, everybody feeling good. They're looking forward to some hoops here this evening. Morehill Mount Academy at Donovan West. The Mustangs are going to be in the home whites with orange. And for the Ravens, it'll be the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. Coming out of the center circle to jump it off for Donovan West, it'll be Katie Falk. For Morehill Mount Academy, it's going to be Caitlin Folsom. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Perspective-wise, we are on the stage at the end. On the east end of an east and west running field house. And driving down, the Ravens going to put up a quick shot. And Cody drives into the lane, throws the ball skyward, draws a foul. And 6 seconds into the game, it will be Cody coming to the free throw line. First foul of the ball game for Donovan West is going to belong to Katie Falk. At the line, Hannah squares it up, puts the first one, looks good, but hits the back, kicks out, won't drop. So Hannah Cody, one more free throw coming up, and we're going to get our first substitution of the game. As that very quick first foul is going to get Katie Falk taken out early. Second free throw rims out, no good. Rebound is on the floor, going to be picked up by D. West, and in the frame for the loose basketball. I think we're going to have a foul on Folsom, and we will. So 8 seconds into the game, and Caitlin Folsom is going to have her first personal foul. That's a lot of stuff going on. 7:52 to go in the opening quarter. Girls high school basketball. Mustangs into the forecourt. Swing it over to the left side. Long cross-court pass on the floor one time. Dipping it back over to the baseline left in the corner. Working it in. No room. Push it back off on top. Lady Ravens setting up in a bit of his own defense. Jump shot outside. Up no good. Rebound and pull down. Capri coming up with a basketball. And she'll run it into the forecourt. Outlet pass down the floor. Gets it to Cody. Her shot is up and in. So Hannah Cody getting her first points in the ball game. And the Ravens are going to break out on top, 2-0, and we're going to get our first timeout, and it is early in the game. Taking a break, 7:24 to go in the opening quarter. Morehill Mount Academy 2, Donovan West nothing.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hey, welcome back to Donovan West High School. As quickly as we took our break a moment ago, the ball comes in, and Hannah Cody has a teammate steal the ball, feed it to her. She puts it up and in, 4-0. D. West, and then Cody with a steal, but will travel with the basketball. Donovan West coming up, going with the basketball, turning it 4-0. We're 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Mustangs with it over to the left wing. You're going to spread the floor just a little bit. Force that defense to chase the basketball a little more. Now the step inside, running jump shot for the baseline. It's up and no good. Rebounding back, though, Donovan West. Andy Foster comes down with the board. They'll feed into the lane, but the ball's going to be stolen away. Here come the Lady Ravens. Kechner taking it down the right side. Cut off defensively, feeds it over to the left to Folsom. She will drop, lean, turn, shoot, hits the bottom of the backboard, kicks it back out on top. Kechner shoots and misses. Rebound, D. West. Here come the Mustangs. Mustangs with the bad numbers on the fast break, and as she goes up to the rim, we're going to have a Lady Raven foul, and it's going to be on Kechner, who tumbles and somersaults her way to the floor, but springs back to her feet. And they're going to say, even though Capri's the one who tumbled to the floor, the foul is going to be on Cody. So Hannah Cody picking up her first foul, and it'll be Raven team foul too. Coming to the free throw line, the first shot up and good for Courtney Johnson. So Courtney gets Donovan West on the board. It's 5:57 to go in the opening quarter. It is 4-1. We're waiting for a sub to come into the game. But Conley's going to rotate in, and Katie Falk will rotate back out. One more shot coming up for Courtney. Flips it up, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be fought for. Jump ball is going to be the call here. Good hustle after the basketball, and possession arrow is going to be to the Mustang. Donovan West putting it in play with Bell Smith doing the inbounding. Bell is a senior for Coach Smith. And the inbound way out on top. They're running in motion, first to the left side, reverse the ball, back over to the right, kick it way back out on top again at the 5:45 mark of the opening quarter in a 4-1 ball game. Ravens with the early lead, the pass over to the right side, right in front of the Raven bench, now to feed, down to the block, kick back outside, bit of a sidestep, coming up from the baseline, runner up, rattles in hand. That is Emmy Jo Wentstein knocking it down, and we got a 1-point game. It is 4-3 at the 5:20 mark of the first. Now the ball is going to be lost, but the Ravens slapped out of bounds. And Andy Foster touched it last. MHMA will have it in the forecourt. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. You've got player defense being utilized here by the Lady Mustangs. Kechner will drive and put up a runner. The rim's out, no good. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Mustangs. Pass comes out on top. The cut to the lane. The dish underneath. Beautiful movement of the basketball. The layup for the baseline right is good. Reese McCauley scores. Donovan West has gone in front at 5-4. Inside 5 to go in the first. D. West back on defense. Here's Cody down the left side. Goes all the way to the baseline. Puts up a running one-handed shot that's way too strong. Rebounding it back down. Mustangs outlet up the floor. Feed underneath. And the turnaround did not roll in. And a Raven rebound. Caitlin Folsom coming out with the basketball, and as she outlets it, she gets it to Megan, and Megan starts going up the court, didn't get the ball down, and travels with it. Back it comes to Donovan West. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. 5-4, Lady Mustangs with the early lead. They bring the ball in play at midcourt in front of the scorer's table, and G. West will set up their offense. Again, they're going to lob into the lane, spinning and turning, and another foul on Folsom. It was a first spin to the right side by Reese McCauley. Then she stopped, reversed, pivoted back to the other direction, and that is going to be foul number two on Caitlin Folsom. Coming at 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Caitlin picks up two fouls but stays in the game right now. Here's a feed over to the right side, falling away. Jump shot is going to be up and good. Knocking down that bucket is going to be Bell Smith and Donovan West now leading at 7-4. 4:15 to go in the first. All the way down the lane, the shot by Kechner. Up and good. She does not bother with passing the ball or looking around. She just goes straight to the rim and puts it up and puts it in. So for Capri, her first points, 7-6. And we are midpoint quarter one. Here's a feed to the baseline and a push and a foul and more free throws coming up for the Mustangs. Again, what Donovan West is doing is moving the ball around very well, very briskly. They get it to the top. There's a cutter at the bottom. Finds herself coming off the screen. The pass is there. The foul is going to be on Lucy Bradfeld. Her first team foul, 4. Free throw is going to be up, and it won't go in for Aniston Clary. Coach Smith does not have a deep bench, and he's used most of it already. Second free throw. Perfect. So Clary is on the board, and it is 8-6 D West. 3:55 to go in the first. Ravens up the floor, the feed to the right side. The ball going to be deflected and knocked out of bounds. Good quick hands down there by Smith. Coming back in again to MHMA. Ravens with a basketball. It'll be put in play by Hannah Cody. She'll look it in, and then as it comes in, it is going to get tied up, and a jump ball called possession. This time comes back to the Ravens. Again, it'll come in for Moorhammond Academy, their offensive end on the right side of the lane. The lob comes way out on top. Folsom, halfway between the top of the key and the center circle, pumps it over to the left side. A little bit of a head fake. Cody tries to change directions, not fooling anybody. Brings it back out on top, over to the right side. A stumble and a little misstep. And now, from that play, we got Lady Raven coming up limping. And I don't know if she can stay out there. I don't think so. Lucy Bradfield. Tweaked an ankle a little bit there. And so she is going to exit the floor at 3:35 to go in the first. And end of the game for the Lady Ravens. Who are we going to have come in? It looks like it's going to be Phoebe. So Phoebe Kickner comes in. Here's a shot from the outside. Up, no good. Rebound. Chase down in the corner. Ravens are going to pull it up. Here comes Folsom up court with a basketball. Could have been a travel. Tuesday night, that was a travel. Here's a feed underneath. The shot from behind is going to be blocked away. Kickner comes up with it, dumps it over to the right side. Back it'll go to Folsom. She'll travel with it. No, they're going to give her, say she got fouled. 3:09 to go in the opening quarter. This crew is calling it a little differently than we've seen that Tuesday night, where that they were much more willing to go with the travel. We're going to have a foul called here instead. Back it's going to come into the Lady Ravens. Here's Folsom, little left-hand dribble, goes left side. How many steps do we get, gang? Here we go. There's your travel. 3:05 to go. I think it's because I'm old. I think I see more travels sometimes than maybe the fans or the coaches see. The Euro step, I think, is some figment of the imagination. I don't know. It's just kind of the game of the day. Here's a feed that comes out to the top, the three-point shot. Nope. And a very long rebound is going to be tracked down. It's going to go out of bounds into the Raven bench, and it'll have been touch slashed by Donovan West. With 2 minutes and 52 to go in the opening quarter. Donovan West leading it by two. We're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Taking a break. Let's do it, Joseph, at 2:52 to go. Opening quarter. It is Donovan West, 8, MHMA 6.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Donovan West High School. Good to have you along on Care Radio this evening. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with the here courtside. And as the ball comes in play, Lady Ravens worked it to the top. Traveling is going to be the call. And the Mustangs back up court with it. Low scoring game at 8-6. There's a three launched and off the rim. Once won't go. Rebounding it down. Going to be Kechner. Outlets it up the court. Ravens have to go all the way to the baseline right. Then we're going to get a reach in and a foul on the Mustangs. The foul is going to be on Courtney Johnson. It'll be her first. And it'll be team foul three for Donovan West. 2:11 to go in the opening quarter. Early in the season for these teams. So they're both still kind of getting those game legs going. Here's Kechner, drives in, and a shot hangs on the rim, and it's going to roll around. It's going to fall in good. So Capri has four, and we are deadlocked at 8. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Over to the left block, running shot, too soft. Rebound Phoebe to Capri, and here comes Hannah. Hannah Cody with a right-hand dribble, drives to the top of the key. The lane was wide open, and she thought she was going to drive down it, but a defender slides in front of her, cuts her off, pass down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked away from Phoebe, and here comes D. West. Mustangs up the court with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter in a tie game. Skip pass comes out on top, the feed over to the left side, the bounce to the block, the spin, the shot, the miss. Rolled off, no good. Would not fall in for Reese, said Lady Ravens back up court with it. 75 seconds left in the first quarter. The ball is going to be batted away. It's going to roll out of bounds. And which way is it going to go? It's going to be Raven basketball. MHMA going to make a couple of substitutions. Coming into the game is going to be Audrey Hill. And also checking into the lineup is going to be Ann Liu. A couple of... Nope, Audrey's a junior and Liu is a senior. And now we're going to have overhead back call. The inbound came way out on top, and Phoebe took the ball. I don't think it was fully quite court aware, and standing right at midcourt, ultimately goes over and back in. Donovan West will bring it back up the floor. We're at 1 minute to go in the first. D. West will drive baseline. Little contact, no foul. Now the pass out on top is going to be knocked away. Kechner coming up with it. She'll drive the lane, goes in. Lots of contact, and there's a traveling call. And we're inside a minute to play in the first. See, Kechner will drive into the lane, and as she goes in, takes a couple, three steps. I think she's anticipating drawing a little contact and hoping a foul's going to get called in first. And that's not necessarily how that's going to go. And here we are in the last minute of the opening quarter. Pass comes back out on top. D. West works around to the baseline, stepping inside, right side of the lane, jump shot up in. A little long, and on the rebound, jump ball called. Capri getting tangled up with Aniston Clary and a possession arrow back to Donovan West. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's still tied at 8. Neither of these teams really lighting it up quite yet. Stepping into the lane, the ball's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here come the Ravens. Down the court, Cody will go to the baseline, and an offensive foul on Cody as the defender gets in front of her. She clears out with the left forearm, pushes back with it, and Hannah has her second foul. So both Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody with two opening quarter fouls for the Lady Ravens. Half a minute to go in the first, still tied at 8. D. West will lob it into the corner, all alone, set shot on his way for 3, coming up short. The rebound is on the floor, taken down by Capri. Her outlet, Audrey. She'll go down the right side, comes into the lane, loses her footing, and now the ball's going to be picked up off the baseline, and a spinning shot is up and good for Capri. Kechner with a half a dozen to the Lady Ravens up. Here's a long 3, up and off the mark. Rebounded offensively. Put back up and in. Bell Smith ties the game, and there's the buzzer. The first quarter is in the book. We're taking a break after 1 here in Donovan County. We're at Highland, Kansas. The score, D. West 10, MHMA 10.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
We're going to the second quarter in Highland, Kansas. It is a 10-10 ball game in the girls' contest. Guys' game still coming up next, so hang on. We got lots of high school hoops for you this evening. Morehill Mount Academy putting the ball in play to begin the second quarter, and we're back at it. Hannah Cody with it at the top of the key, running the ball clip from the 1. For the right-hand dribble, works her way around to the right side. She's over in front of the Mustang bench, lobs it off on top, gets it there to Megan. Hunley down the left side with a skip pass to Capri. She'll twist and turn and lean and force up a shot, draw a foul, and come to the line. So the foul is going to be on Katie Falk, and suddenly she's going to be saddled with her third personal foul for Donovan West. And again, Coach Perry Smith has a pretty thin bench to begin with. So foul trouble is going to be a problem if he has that. Here's a free throw that's up and just a little bit wide to the left side. One more shot coming up here for Capri, who leads all scorers so far on the night with 6 points. The Ravens, 6 for Capri, 4 for Hannah Cody. Second free throw is also no good. Rebounding it down, Donovan West. Lady Mustangs, Bell Smith coming off the bench, leads the way with 4. Here's a shot up from underneath. Up, no good. Rebound tipped out. D. West is going to control it back down. They'll dump it over to the left wing. Back out on top. Working it between the circles. Kettner coming up to stretch out the defense. They'll swing it back over to the left side. Now run a little motion. Reverse the ball. Dump it into the deep right corner. 7:14 to go in the first half. Nice job by Donovan West. Just working the outside, working the outside. Trying to free something up in the middle. Down low, they've got Reese McCauley working. The drive to the free throw line. And we're going to get a defensive foul. As that drive came toward the middle, we're going to get the first foul of the game on Phoebe Kechner. It'll be the first Raven foul of the second quarter. Donovan West putting it in play. It'll be Bell Smith to inbound it. She'll take it back off the inbound. Her pass out on top is batted. It's loose on the floor. And D. West is going to pick it up and then travel with a basketball. Ravens are going to have it back in from the backcourt. It's a 10-10 ball game at 6:50 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens have Caitlin Folsom back on the floor. She's out there with 2 fouls. And she will trail the other 9 players into the forecourt. Go to the left side. Folsom will launch the 3. It's well short. And the rebound is going to be hustled for and recovered by the Mustangs. Donovan West running into the forecourt with it is Courtney Johnson. Outlets it down the left side. Foster will take it, come to the right, cross underneath the rim, back out on top, sidestep it a defender, going into the lane, and we get a blocking foul on the Ravens. Is it Kechner? Is it Folsom? Let's see as the official rolls over to the scorer's table. It is going to be on Capri, and it'll be her first. So for Capri, Kechner, foul 1. For the Lady Ravens, foul 2 of the second quarter. 6.5 to go in the half. Inbound lob way out on top, and D. West will pass into the middle of the ball. It's going to be stolen away. Kechner coming up with a loose basketball, kicks it over to Cody. Hannah Cody up the floor. She comes top of the key. Defense cuts her off. She'll lay it back over to the left wing. Bringing her back around the edge is going to be Megan Hundley. Hundley pushed it up on top to Bradfield, who's back in the game. So she was able to shake off that ankle injury and return down to the floor. Bradfield will go 3. Well short. Rebounded off the floor. D. West. Back up court with the basketball. It's going to come Bell Smith. Smith will kick it off on top. Johnson. Courtney with a little bounce pass. Now driving down the lane. The dish underneath. The shot off the glass and good. Excellent movement to the basketball. The finish underneath by Reese McCauley. She's got 4. And D. West has gone back in front. It's 12-10. 5:40 left in the half. Here's a little runner from the right side. Up and missing. Donovan West coming up with a rebound. Running it down the floor. Right side. Bounce pass over to the left. The cut into the lane, and we get a foul on the Ravens. I think it's Lucy recalled for reaching in. Let's see, it is. Foul number 2 for Lucy Bradfield. So Bradfield picking up the foul. So for the Lady Ravens, Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Caitlin Folsom, each with 2 fouls, and we're still 5.5 to go in the first half. Inbound pass going to be slapped away. And knocked out of bounds by Megan Hundley. Donovan West right in front of us here. Bell Smith inbound. She's looking in, looking in, looking in. Comes way out on top. And they're going to reset the offense. The feed to the block. The dish back out. The bounce pass to the top. The 3 launched. No. Rebound. Lots of contact. And the ball's loose. Running around on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Capri. She's going to want to take this thing coast to coast. Drives and runs and shoots and misses. Rebound Donovan West. They'll outlet it up the floor. And it'll come into the forecourt. And then the pass is going to get away. It will come back to MHMA. This is pretty classic early season basketball here tonight. You know, a lot of up and down. A few turnovers. A few little errors. But things that teams are going to work on, they're going to improve on as they get a little game time underneath their belt. And toward that end, we're going to have a timeout taken on the court that we will enjoy. The break with 5:06 to go, opening half here in Highland. It is Donovan West, 12, Mar Hill Mount Academy, 10.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Coming out of the timeout, Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play in front of the Donovan West bench, and we're back at it. They'll feed to Capri. She'll launch it out on top, and the ball is loose on the floor, being chased and run down to the backcourt. And nice save down there by Megan Huntley. She'll dump it right. The shot for three, way too strong, misses the rim. Rebounding it back down, D. West. Outlet up the floor, is batted away, and going to be stolen back for the Ravens. Here comes MHMA. Back down the floor again, and the runner at the other end. Nope, but a blocking foul and a couple of free throws coming up for Keckner. The Lady Ravens have not scored yet in the second quarter. That is going to be the first foul on Donovan West's Emijah Wettstein. It is going to be their second quarter foul. And Capri with her first free throw here. No. So she is 0 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. Donovan West is going to get Andy Foster back into the game. One more shot coming up here for Capri, the Ravens junior. This one looks online, is online. Got it. So Capri is now 1-4 at the free throw line, and it is a one-point game at 12-11. 4:35 to go and running along toward halftime. So feed down to the left block, the kick back outside to the top, the three, no. Long rebound, going to be saved. D. West comes over to basketball. They'll feed in the lane, and an offensive foul call. In traffic, the foul is going to be whistled on Meyer. So for Malley, it's going to be her first foul, the freshman. Picks that one up, and it'll be Keckner to inbound for MHMA. Mustang's going to go to some pressure on the inbound, and now the inbound pass is going to be stolen. Here come the Mustangs, the feet into the lane, the shot in traffic, up and missing, an offensive board. Turned around, shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound, battle for it, chase, run down at the baseline. It's going to be saved again by D. West. End of the lane, back to the top. Donovan West will control the basketball. Skip pass to the side of the lane, and traffic, the ball is going to be knocked away again. Now it's on the floor, saved again by Donovan West in the lane, and this time we're going to get a Raven foul. Let's see where. Three defenders have kind of collapsed on the ball, so it'll be difficult for me to say where this foul comes in. The foul is going to be on the Lady Ravens' Megan Hundley. Her first foul. Ravens, fourth now of the second quarter. G. West has done a great job dominating the boards in the second quarter, but not able to get the shots to fall. Neither team has. Here's a three. Won't go. Rebound, Cody. And as she comes down with the ball, there's contact, and we're going to get a foul on Donovan West. So for the Lady Mustangs, the foul is going to be on Reese McCauley, her first, and team fouls are even at four. So we're going to be shooting some free throws. The inbound pass stolen by D. West, and then stolen back by the Ravens. Team's having a hard time keeping control of the basketball. From the baseline, the shot is up and missing, and the rebound results in a jump ball call possession. Mustangs. 3:17 to go. And what has been an absolutely low-scoring quarter. It is a 2-1 second quarter, and we're about 5 minutes in. Donovan West leads in a quarter. They lead in the game at 12-11. 3 minutes in now, in less than 3 minutes to go in the half. Mustangs being patient, working the outside. Now a wide open three, buried. That is our first three of the game, and it belongs to Courtney Johnson. 15-11 at 2:45 to play in the half. The pass out on top, and reaching in, D. West is going to pick up a foul. It might be another one on Reese. A couple of fouls now for Reese McCauley. Team foul five, and the Lady Ravens are going to bring Caitlin Folsom to the free throw line. Now for Caitlin, she continues to look for her first point of the game. Looks it over and can't hit the free throw. One more shot coming up for the Ravens senior. Ravens are 1 of 7 at the free throw line so far tonight, and now 1 of 8. And this shot goes up, and it's going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be Donovan West basketball. No, wait, they're going to change it. They're going to be Raven basketball. I thought maybe, but it had gone out of bounds on the far end of the court, so kind of hard to say. Again, I'm perched up here on the stage on the east side. Great vantage point, but maybe down on the baseline on the other end of the court, a little difficult to see off whom that ball may have gone. Here's Folsom turning and rotating and twisting and shooting and missing, and the rebound, D. West. Here come the Mustangs. Down the floor, driving. The shot goes up. No. And we get another foul on the Ravens and another one on Kechner. So Capri will have her second foul. The Ravens will have their fifth. And Donovan West will put Aniston Clary at the free throw line. She's got 1 point in the game tonight, 1 of 2 at the line in the opening quarter. First free throw, perfect. It's now 16-11. Lady Ravens have 1 second quarter point, 2:25 to play in the first half. Second free throw, got them both. So Aniston, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. It is 17-11. Donovan West. Mustangs going to continue to apply that full court pressure. It has been a problem. Cody will take it in. Pass back over to the right side to Hundley. And her pass into the middle is going to be batted away. But it's saved by the Ravens. They'll feed to the baseline. Middle jumper from the baseline left is going to be up and good. Knocking that one in is going to be Phoebe. 17-13. The feed into the lane, the pass batted, but Mustangs save it. So go to the corner, elbow, baseline corner, back out on top. The three, short, rebound, Raven. Cody coming up with a basketball. 1:45 to go and running along toward halftime, and Cody's pass is way tall, way long, and going to go out of bounds. It'll be picked back up and down around the band down there, and Mustangs will have it back in play. MHMA is going to come all the way down the floor, set up in their defense. Caitlin Folsom out of the game. Mustangs will get it across the timeline. Almost looks like a 3-2 kind of a defense. The step into the lane, the beautiful behind-the-back pass, and the layup from underneath is not going to be cashed in. And then reaching in, oh, we're going to get a foul call. I thought maybe that was going to be a jump ball. We're going to get a foul called, and we're going to have free throws being shot on the other end of the floor by Marhill Mount Academy. With 1:24 to go in the half. Again, a fantastic crowd. Both schools are very well represented here this evening. No, a couple dribbles, a shot by Phoebe, got it. So that will be her third point of the game. And it is the Ravens' fourth second quarter point in 17-14. 1:20 to go, and this shot very wide to the left side. do not bother rebounding that. Does not strike iron, so it is going to be considered an out-of-bounds play and brought back in by Donovan West at the backward. Keckner, Hundley, Hill, and who's my fifth player out there? Is that Bradfield? Yes. Shot goes up, missed away. Ravens coming up with a basketball. Hundley will bring it up the floor to Capri. Back over to the left side, and the ball on the floor is saved on top. Capri goes three. Nope. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be Donovan West basketball. 57 seconds left, first half. We feel kind of special up here with all this royalty. You know, this is kind of nice. Up on the stage, getting ready for between the games, you're crowning the royalty. Here's a shot missing. The follow shot hangs on the rim and it misses. Another offensive rebound. It's going to be pushed back up and in. Rebound after rebound, and Bell Smith has six. 19-14. Inside a half a minute to go now in the first half. Donovan West with the five-point lead. Ravens with the ball. Keckner drives down, crashes in. There's your offensive foul. So for Capri, it is her third foul. And are the Ravens going to rotate her out? They are not. So still, Keckner, Bradfield, Hundley, and Hill. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. We're approaching halftime. Donovan West with the basketball, leading it by five. Little hook pass to the left side, stepping inside the ring. The long two buried. Knocking down the long two-point shot is going to be Clary. And the ball in the backcourt, the Ravens can't get it to midcourt, and it is intermission in Highland. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Teams are headed off the floor. It is Donovan West, 21, Moore Hill Mount Academy, 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local Shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Well, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Boys basketball coming up after this. Don't go away. I love it. I'm believing it's right into the team. I'm going to be 21-14 lead on Danny Bunker West. I'm going to be on the bank. I'm going to be on the bank. I'm going to be so far. Like a free capture with 7. 4.2% and a free free. Also off the bench, Anderson Clary with five. Four apiece for Courtney Johnson and Reese McCauley. And Emmy Jo Wettstein has the other two. Fouls? Donovan West, three on Katie Falk. Reese McCauley has two. For Morehill Mount Academy, three on Capri Kechner, two on Bradfield, two on Caitlin Folsom. Well, stay with us. We'll be back with the second half of the ladies' game and then the guys' contest. But right now, halftime score of the girls' game. Donovan West 21, Morehill Mount Academy 14. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studios. He's got you halftime.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabessa. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Morehill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morehill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the Morehill Mount Academy versus Donovan West Mustang game in just a moment. I did want to remind everybody that we've got Benedictine Ravens football action for you tomorrow afternoon as the Benedictine Ravens are in pursuit of the NAIA football championship. The championship series continues with the NAIA's version of the Sunflower Showdown as the number 5 Benedictine Ravens renew its series with the number 4 Friends University. Tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. for the game. However, I do invite you, of course, to tune in early, say about 12:40 or so, to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. Again, Ravens football action for you as their season continues tomorrow right here at Hot Country 93.7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a final to report in the Sabetha-Marysville game. It was Sabetha falling to Marysville with the final score of Marysville 37, Sabetha 31. With 1 minute and 5 seconds left in the Burlington-Holton game. It is Burlington 54, Holton 26. Taking a look at the Hiawatha game, we've got the Red Hawks and the Trojans meeting up tonight with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third. It's the Red Hawks 23, Trojans 21. At the end of the third, it was Jackson Heights 23 to Royal Valleys 21. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
TN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 22. Winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers, 42. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 21. Partly cloudy. Overcast skies Sunday with highs around 28, 38 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison. We've got clear conditions with a temperature of 34 degrees Fahrenheit. It feels like 29 out there with the winds out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 81%. The dew point 29 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.92 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screen. Even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again here to Highland, Kansas, Markham Mount Academy at Donovan West. Welcome, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering and taking care of us at halftime. Well done. Thank you. Tom Kautz at the courtside. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play to begin the second half, and a quick shot goes up by Folsom. No good. Follows up, and we get a foul called from the top. And let's see where this foul is going to go. It is going to be the fourth foul on Donovan West's Katie Falk. She had two in the opening quarter, one in the second, and now half a minute into the third quarter. We'll pick up her fourth foul of the game. And again, she's going to quickly rotate back out. Ravens are going to bring it in right side of the lane. Capri, inside, turn, shoots, misses. Rebound, D. West. Lady Mustangs with a basketball, leading at 21-14. They'll feed it over to the left side, drive it down the side of the lane. No room there. Brings it back out to the outside. Stepping inside, quick runner. It's going to be up, and we're going to get the shot waved off of travel. And again, that first step before the ball getting to the floor. D. West will turn it over. And now Lady Mustangs are going to be putting on some full court pressure on the MHMA inbound. They'll bounce it over to Cody. She'll bring it out on top to Folsom. Skips it back to Hunley. Hunley coming up the floor, gets trapped over in the far side. Now the outlet into the forecourt, and Cody just about steps on the sideline. Very, very close. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-14, D. West. The feed in the middle. Folsom twists and turns and spins and shoots and misses. And the offense rebound, no. Folsom follows up and is going to get her first point of the game. Caitlin Folsom on the board. It's 6:46 to go. And on the other end, a quick shot is going to go up and good. And we're going to get a D. West timeout. So Donovan West, a quick bucket, a quick timeout by Perry Smith. We're taking a break at 6:41 to go in the third. It is Donovan West, 23 more Hillmount Academy, 16.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play, and again, it is full court pressure. The ball gets away for a moment from Hundley. She's able to rescue it, gets it over to Folsom. Folsom outlets at forecourt. Cody will drive, stop, pop, got it. Nice looking shot. And Hannah Cody has six. It is 23-18. Donovan West. Pass comes way out on top, and it's going to get away, and it's going to get out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover by the Lady Mustangs. MHMA is going to have it in play at midcourt. Cody will inbound. Keckner, Cody, Bradfield, Hundley, and Folsom are out there for Lady Raven head coach Luke Noel. MHMA swings it around to the right side, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Let's see which MHMA player it's on. It is going to be on Bradfield. It'll be her third foul. So Capri Keckner and Lucy Bradfield, each with three. Caitlin Folsom and Hannah Cody, each with two. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Set shot from the top. Three, no. Offensive rebound, D. West. And now the ball is back on the floor, rolling around, battling for it, and jump off. Guys, game coming up after this one. Between games, I mention this again because it's just unusual. It is King and Queen of Courts here tonight at Donovan West. Inbound it comes as a shot goes up. We're going to have another foul, and I think it's going to be on Capri. Yep. That'll be four fouls, Capri Keckner. And that one coming at 5:49 to play in the third quarter. I would suspect that she will check out of the game. She has 7 points, six in the opening quarter. One in the second quarter on one of four at the free throw line. And Capri is out of the game. First free throw for Donovan West. Courtney Johnson is up and good. That'll push the D. West lead to 24-18. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Folsom's going to save it deep in the corner. Double teamed and gets it away to Cody. Here comes Hannah racing into the forecourt. Left hand dribble. Reverses direction, brings it to the left side of the free throw line, taps the top of her head, setting up the offensive play. She's talking a little bit to Hundley, gets it back, feeds to Folsom, double teamed on the side of the lane, cuts across, goes up, missed a layup, rebound, Donovan West. Here come the Lady Mustangs. West up the floor, feed to the right side, it's a kick to the wing, back out to the point, over to the left wing, uncontested three, rims out, won't go, rebound, jump ball. You may have, and even though it was completely across the floor, you may have heard the thud as those two players crashed hard, battling for that loose basketball. And again, the Ravens are going to be putting it in play. It comes into Folsom. This is their standard play. Comes into Folsom. She goes cross court, and it brings it toward the back. And then they come up the floor. Folsom's pass is going to be knocked free. Stolen away. D. West drives down, goes in, up shot, no block, foul, Folsom. So Caitlin picking up the personal foul, and it will be, I've got her for three, the book has her for three. It'll be the Ravens' third quarter foul, and more free throws coming up for D. West. This one rolls in. Belle Smith has 7 points. MHMA struggled at the free throw line. Donovan West has done somewhat better. Second free throw. Rims out, no good, and they're going to wave it off and reshoot it with a lane violation for the Ravens. From our Hillmount Academy in the first half, 2 of 10 at the free throw line. Donovan West in the first half, 4 of 6. And this one is good. Makes them 3 out of 4 in this quarter. Makes them 7 of, 9? 7 of 10? Yeah, 7 of 10. So there's a big difference in the ball game, and now it'll be Raven basketball putting in a play in the backcourt, and they have trouble, and now there's going to be contact, and we have another foul. This one's going to be on D. West, and it's going to be on Bell Smith. Bell picking up foul number 2. Raven's putting in a play again from the backcourt, just inside 5 minutes of play in the third, 4:53, 26-18. This is the largest lead for either team today. Folsom has the ball, or rather, Cody has the ball knocked away from behind as a defender was just stalking her. And now the ball is up the court. D. West is going to save it. The lob to the corner. The drive to the baseline. The dish to the top. The open three. Short. Long rebound. Saved down by Phoebe Koechner. It's batted away. And with contact, we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a foul. And it's going to be on Donovan West. For D. West, the foul is on Andy Foster. So for Andy, it will be foul 1. Team fouls are even up at 3 apiece here in the third. 26-18. Donovan West in front. Here's Folsom. Kicks it back over to the right side. They'll look it off on top. Cody handles it. Looks into the middle. Nowhere to go with it. Plays off a screen, goes baseline, puts up a prayer shot that does not go in, but she was able to draw the foul, and it'll be a couple of free throws coming up here for Hannah. Third foul on Donovan West, Bell Smith. Hannah Cody at the free throw line, 0 for 2 at the line, has 6 points in the game. This one, no. Guys, teams are leaving the gym floor, headed to their respective locker rooms, getting ready for what will be the second half of our high school doubleheader tonight. One more shot coming up for Hannah. Concentrates, puts it up, hits it. Cody has 7. It is 26-19, and we are midpoint quarter 3. The shot on the other end is up, no. Rebound, Cody. She's coming up the floor. Drives down the right side, gets picked up defensively, trips and stumbles, and they're going to call a blocking foul. I thought maybe she had already gotten out of, maybe a little bit out of control, out of balance, and it will be the third foul on Reese McCauley. So Reese comes out of the game, and back in comes Maylie Meyer. Cody has it right side, tries to back in, no room. Dumps it into the corner. Folsom, little head fake, nobody bought it. She'll spin the other direction, nobody buys that. Another head fake by Cody, has the ball stripped out of her hands. Here comes the Donovan West offense. Feed to the right side, spinning into the lane, the shot is up and in! The driving shot for the baseline right by Andy Foster, her first bucket of the game. 28-19, largest lead for Donovan West now at 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Olsen will have it up on top. Back over to the right side to Phoebe. She'll cut into the lane. Shot is wide to the side. Rebound to go back down. Mustang. Baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Stolen nicely. Back down with it. It comes Hundley. She'll go right, go up, miss a shot. Rebound, D. West. Donovan West. Baseball pass again into the forecourt. The long cross-court lob. The dish to the top. The drive to the lane and the travel at the top of the key. Good call by the official on that travel. And for the Ravens, back into the game with 4 fouls, it is going to be Capri Koechner. So Capri is coming back into the lineup. Also back in comes Audrey Hill. Also Phoebe Kechner, Caitlin Folsom, and I'm looking for the defender. It's going to be Hannah Cody. And here is the pass over to Caitlin at the baseline. One-handed runner. Got the roll. Caitlin Folsom. She's up to 4 points tonight now. 28-21. 2.5 to go. Baseline three. No. A whistle. A foul. And what do we got going on here? Hearing no response from the either side. The foul is going to be on Donovan West, Mally Meyer. So Mally will pick up her. Is that on Mally? Yeah, it is. Mally has her second foul. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Joseph has been back and forth. Has been up and down. But Donovan West has been able to keep the Ravens at arm's length. We'll see how it keeps going here with 2:34 to go in the third quarter. It is D. West 28, MHMA 21.
Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Back with you here in Donovan West High School. 2 minutes and 21 to go in the third quarter, and as the ball has come in, we get a quick foul by D. West, and coming to the line for the Ravens, it's going to be Caitlin Folsom. So Caitlin, who did not score in the opening half, she's suffering with three fouls. She has scored twice here in the third quarter, has 4 points, and coming to the line for a couple of shots here. The foul put away the second of the game on Amy Jo Wettstein. First free throw is up and good. So Caitlin Folsom is now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. The Mustangs are going to bring McCauley and Foster both back into the game. One more shot coming up for Folsom. She sends it on its way. It will not go in. Rebound Mustang. Here comes D. West. They'll break it into the forecourt, take it all the way to the corner. Dish it on top. Baseline left. Airborne three. Knocks it down. I thought it was going to be too long, but it fell in by Courtney Johnson. 31-22. And again, the 9-point lead is worth a 2-minute mark in the third quarter. D. West with the lead. Here's Audrey Hill for a shot. Short rebound. Pulled back down. A running shot up and in. And again, they do not call the travel on that shot. The bucket is going to be good for Kechner. She's at 9. 31-24. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Donovan West will be very patient. The Ravens have dumped that man defense, and they've gone strictly zone. Here's a three. No. Offensive rebound. Put back out on top. They'll work the perimeter. Not in any hurry. Taking all the time they need. Very good coaching out there by Coach Smith. Now the feet into the lane. The shot goes up. No foul call. Rebound to go back down. Here comes MHMA. Ravens with a basketball, and we're a minute to go in the third. 31-24 D. West. Kechner will bring it to the top, plays off the screen, goes all the way to the corner. That's where the shot is going to be airborne and a little too strong. Hannah Cody got just a little too much air underneath that thing, and now the pass to the baseline right into the corner. Up on top, the three, short, rebound, Folsom. 40 seconds to go. And here's a running shot on the other end, and oh, we're going to get a blocking foul. You can hear it right in front of us on. The foul is going to be on Imajo Wettstein. And the Ravens will return again to the free throw line. Stepping back up there is going to be Hannah Cody. Hannah's got 7 points already tonight. She is 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Looking it over, sending it up, and won't get it. Hits the back of the rim, kicks away. Ravens are going to return Lucy Bradfield to the floor and take Phoebe Kettner out. So for Coach Knowles, the original starting five back out there. Second free throw, not going to go. Rebound, hauled down by D. West. Here come the Mustangs. Down the left side, the skip to the top, the cut to the lane, the running jumper, knocks it down. Andy Foster for two. 33-24, and again a 9-point lead. Here's Capri to Caitlin to Audrey. Audrey doubled up, feeds it to the baseline, the ball gets knocked free. It's going to be saved down low by Bradfield. Hector twists and turns and spins and throws up one as well off the mark. Follow back up, and Cody will hit it. Anna Cody, 33-26, and a long shot at the buzzers off the backboard. No good. And we've come to the end of three quarters in the girls' game. We'll be back for the fourth in Highland. It's Donovan West, 33, Marhill Man Academy, 26.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Fortune, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country, along with local news, sports, and weather.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential land and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. PFRN Realty. Knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
As we return, the fourth quarter gets underway. It's a 33-26 ball game here in Highland. A quick jump shot. Up and good for the baseline. The long two for the baseline left for Donovan West. Bell Smith has 10, and it is a 35-26 lead. And for the third time, Donovan West leads by 9. Here's Caitlin Folsom for the long two. Up the window and gets the carom. Caitlin Folsom with 7. 35-28. Or 35-29. They're going to make out a 3. Give Colton, Caitlin a 3. On the floor for Morehouse Mount Academy and Coach Luke Noll, Capri Keckner, Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Hundley, Caitlin Folsom. Full court pressure applied. Ravens putting in a play in the backcourt. They trail by only 6 after that long 3-point shot. Here comes Keckner. Capri runs, stops, pops, nope. Rebound pulled down by Donovan West. They will really get into the forecourt quickly. Here's a feed in the lane on the court once. The shot goes up, and there's a foul getting turned and squared up a little bit late. Lucy Bradfield, I got her for 4. As the first foul of the fourth quarter is assessed, it is the fourth foul of the ball game on Lady Raven, Lucy Bradfield. And Dean West at the line with Andy Foster. Shoots and kicks out, no good. Foster has 4 points in the ballgame, got a couple of field goals in that third quarter to account for those points. Looks over the second shot, and it is up and good. Five for Foster. 36-29. 7 minutes to go. Up to four. Here's a shot. It's going to be up and good. Ravens quick transition. Folsom off the assist by Capri. And now the ball's going to be snapped out of bounds for the Ravens. And now the officials are going to have a conference. I think they're going to turn that around. I think they may go the other way with the possession of the ball. All right, yep. It's going to be Raven basketball. 6:51 to play in the game. MHMA is still very much a part of this game. It is only a 5-point difference with a long way to go. Capri in the backcourt. To Hannah. She'll drive, head fake, goes up, got fouled, and will get a couple of free throws. And this fourth quarter has been a good start for MHMA. Caitlin Folsom, who had 5 points through three quarters, has 5 points in the first minute and a quarter of the fourth quarter. Cody's free throw, not quite. Hannah has 9 points. She's 1 of 7 at the free throw line. Stares it down, looks hard, concentrates, hits it. Her 10th point of the game, 36-32. On the other end, we get a whistle and a Raven foul on the floor. And it is on Hannah, I believe. Yep, her third. Raven's second fourth quarter foul. Got to keep in mind out there, Capri Kechner has 4. Caitlin Folsom has 4. Lucy Irv, 3. Lucy Bradfield has 4. Hannah Cody has 3. So for the Lady Ravens, a lot of fouls out of the floor. And now going to the floor for the basketball. We're going to get a jump. We will. Possession. Ravens have it. So MHMA is going to have the ball back again. And they are within 4 at 36-32. You'll get that D West full court pressure on the inbound. It'll be Megan Humley to inboard it. She'll bring it over to Folsom, who brings it back to Kechner. This is the pattern the Ravens follow on each and every inbound. Kechner loses it. It's on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Great job of diving in by Courtney Johnson for D West, tying that thing up, and it's going to come back to the Mustangs. 6:20 and counting. D West up the floor. Now the ball's going to be knocked free and stolen away. Ravens have it. Back down with it. Kechner twists and turns. Can't get the shot away. Comes back out on top to Cody. Cody kicks it back, and now it's loose on the floor, and D West is going to save it. What a fantastic job of coming up with the steal. Down the court they'll go. Driving. The shot. No, but the block. Yes, and foul shots coming up for the Mustangs. This foul is going to be on Phoebe Kechner, who had just come into the game. Her second. And back to the line for Donovan West. It'll be Reese McCauley. Reese hasn't had a free throw tonight. Her first one will not go in. It was online and a little too strong. Hits the back, kicks away. Anderson Cleary back into the game for Coach Smith. One more shot for McCauley. And gets it. 37-32. We go inside 6 minutes to play. Capri up the floor. She lays it back behind her. Over to the left side. Phoebe travels with it. No whistle. Back around to the left side. Capri goes across the lane. Drives across. Or did she travel? No, they're going to call a block. Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the fourth by Amy Jo Wettstein. And the first free throw was good. So Capri improves her free throw number tonight to 2 of 5. And now it's 2 of 6. Rebounded by Folsom. The reverse layup misses. Rebound up, and Capri will come back to the free throw line. And again, Lady Ravens are staying in their half of the court, which means that they're having an opportunity to put some points on the board. 5:34 to go, a lot of time to play. It's only a 4-point game. First free throw, good. 11 points, Capri Keckner. 10 points, Hannah Cody. 10 points, Caitlin Folsom. Second free throw rolls around and in. And it is 37-35. Ravens have outscored Donovan West 9-2 in the first 4.5 minutes of the quarter. Ravens scored 9 in the first three and a half minutes, but they scored 14 in the first half of the game. They have found their offense a little bit. Back and forth up top side. D. West being patient, now clinging to the 2-point lead. The feed to the baseline, the step inside, the drive to the side of the lane. The shot falling away is up, and we're going to get a Raven foul. Maybe Phoebe with this one. Phoebe Keckner, third foul. It'll be the Ravens' fourth. So for the last 5-11 of the ballgame, Donovan West is going to be shooting free throws. It begins with this one, and it'll be up and good for Andy Foster. Ravens are going to bring Audrey Hill back into the game. So left side of the lane is going to be Capri and Hannah. Hill is on the top. You're going to have Caitlin and who? Caitlin and Lucy on the right side of the lane. The second free throw, no good. Ravens coming up with a rebound. It's 38-35, 5 minutes to play. Down the side. Way out on top it comes, and driving in is Keckner. She'll slip and travel. No. Yes. Had to be a travel. Again, we have seen games officiated very differently early already in the season. And this one, they're letting them get the extra steps. But that time, not only did she take maybe an extra step, but then she slid across the floor. And there was the traveling violation. 4:44 to play. Back over to the right side. The three is launched way short. Getting her own rebound. The feed to the top. The shot from the lane is up and missing. And on the rebound, a jump ball called possession. MHMA. So these teams are playing out here with a lot of players with a lot of fouls. And we'll see what attrition does before the end of the game. And the ball comes into Capri Keckner. And Hannah Cody up the floor. 38-35. Ravens trail by three. Hannah works it down in front of the MHMA bench. We'll go into the lane, put up a one-handed running shot. It's up and no good. And up the floor, down the left side. The feed across, stolen by the Ravens. MHMA bringing it back the other way. 4 minutes to play. Audrey Hill has it on top. She'll bounce it to Folsom, who's picked up on a double team and will turn and shoot and score. So Caitlin Folsom, and it does it. And it's 38-37. 3:55 to go. And Donovan West has completely stopped scoring here in the fourth quarter. Here's a running shot to the baseline. It's going to be up and missing it again. No fouls called. We are getting no fouls here in the fourth quarter. Ravens have utilized that to their advantage, and they have come from a deep deficit to be within one and have a chance at a lead. The ball in the hands of Folsom. She has it slapped out of her hands and travels with the basketball. Mustangs will be inbounding it right in front of us here with 3.5 minutes to go. They are hanging on to that 1-point lead. Up court it goes. Down the left side, they'll throw it away. Ravens are going to come up with a basketball on a poor outlet pass. It is an 11-5 fourth quarter for the Ravens. And we're going to get an MHMA timeout. Taking a break. 3:15 to go in the ladies' game. It is Donovan West, 38, Mark Hillman Academy, 37.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
With 3:15 to go, the Ravens put the ball in play. Quickly throws him. Goes three. Air ball way across the rim. Rebound to get down is Donovan West. Outlet it on the floor. On the court. Once. On the court. Twice. Shot is up. No. Follow shot is up. No. Follow shot is up. Yes. Three shots back to back to back for Donovan West, and they're going to put it up and put it in. And now Coach Smith is going to take a long timeout. We're taking another break, Joseph. We're down to 3:02 to play. Donovan West is pushed back. It's now D. West, 40, MHMA, 37.
Dr. Terry Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
As we return here to Highland, Kansas, we go inside 3 minutes of playing the ball and game of the Ravens. Coming up over the basketball, down three, 40-37. The feed will come over. The ball's going to be loose. It's on the floor. Picked back up underneath by Cody. And the Ravens are going to maintain possession of the basketball. Driving in is going to be Kechner. She'll run and shoot and miss and rebound. Pull down Mustangs. D. West with the basketball. 2.5 minutes of play and a 3-point lead. Ravens are going to again settle quickly into that zone defense. The 3-2 zone. Ball way up high at the top. Courtney Johnson. She'll put it on the floor one time. Back over to the right side to Foster. Candy goes left side. Wettstein. Back out on top. Donovan West does not have to shoot the rest of the game. Well, they do now. We got the shot clock, I guess, these days. 7. Now down to 5. Here's from the top. It's a 3. Hits the back of the rim. The long rebound tipped around. And Ravens are going to save it. MHMA coming up into basketball. 2 minutes to play. Topside Folsom into the corner. Cody. Double team. Caitlin. Back over to Capri. Down in the corner. It gets to Megan. Ravens being patient. Now here's Kechner. Air ball. Picked back up by Folsom. Her shot blocked. Rebound D. West. It's going to be knocked loose. Ravens are going to steal it back. Minute and a half to play. Over to the left side. It's going to be Folsom. Still a 40-37 D. West lead. Kechner will turn, spin, push into two defenders. No shot there. Out on top. The shot. It's up and good for 2. 2-point shot up and in, Hannah Cody. She's got a dozen, and it's 40-39. And on the other end of the court, we get a whistle, we get a foul. This is coming over. They're going to say the bucket counts. The foul is going to be on Hannah. It will be her fourth. And come to the line with an opportunity at the conventional 3-point play, Courtney Johnson. Courtney now has 10 points. Lady Ravens have three players with four fouls and two more with three. The rebound of the missed shot is going to go out of bounds, and it will be Raven basketball. So the free throw does not go in. It is now 42-39. We've got a minute 15 to play in the game. Here come the Ravens down three. Up the floor, Capri Keckner. Looks it over to the left side to Huntley. Megan goes right, and her pass is too tall. Hannah Cody cannot get a handle on it, and it's going to go out of bounds into the crowd. Here comes Donovan West. 1 minute to play. D. West down the floor. The lob left. 27 of the shot clock. I would expect them to use a lot of that. 50 seconds left in the game. Cross court again. 17 on the shot clock. The ball batted away. Sue's on the floor. Keckner coming up with it. Rolling around. And now we're going to get a Raven timeout. So MHMA taking a timeout. Here's where we're at. The shot clock is reset, 35 seconds. The game clock, 41 seconds to go in the contest. For the timeout on the floor, it's Donovan West, 42, Morehillmount Academy, 39.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry. Dentistry.
Here we go. The ball comes in play. The Ravens come into the forecourt. 35 seconds left in the game now. Over to the left wing. Here's Huntley. Cuts back to the right. It's a three-point game. Stepping inside, Cody. The ball's going to be knocked away. Saved by Huntley up top side. Shot clock's at 18. Keckner. Here's Cody. It's three. It's off the window and way too hard. Rebounding it down is going to be Donovan West, and they'll throw it away. Off the rebound, the outlet down the court, and it was out of reach and goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to get a reprieve. 15 seconds to play. The shot clock's off. Ravens have the ball down three. Cody looking. Brings it in. She's going to drive in. Goes in. Goes up. Misses it. Rebound. The ball's on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. Two players go to the hardwood. Possession arrow. Donovan West. D. West coming up with the basketball. 9 seconds to play. They lead by three. Ravens are going to be fouling. But all those players with four fouls, who's going to commit it? The ball in the backcourt. 7 seconds. They do not even have to take it across midcourt. And there will be a foul before they can. And this is going to be on Phoebe, who's just come into the game. So for Phoebe Keckner, a fourth foul. So she is now the fourth Lady Raven to commit four personal fouls. And yet no one is fouled out of the game for MHMA. 4 seconds left. Three-point game. Back to the free throw line, D. West. Looking to salt it away. First one not close. One more shot coming up. Now, Andy Foster's been really good. She's 2 out of 4 at the line. Now 2 out of 5 after that one. This would make it a 2-possession lead. It is up. Got it. It is now 43-39. We're going to get a D. West timeout. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it. What do you say? I know we've been running some spots, and we're going to have plenty more to come up in the second game. But we also need to talk a little bit about the fact that after this game, a little bit of a break, because they're going to be crowning Winter Court Royalty here at Donovan West High School. We'll have the guys' game then after that, and then tomorrow, what a game. Gus and I are going to be with you from Wichita, Kansas, as the Benedictine College Ravens in the quarterfinals of the NAIA Football Championship Series They're going to be hosted by the Friends Falcons in a matchup of what ultimately turned out to be the number 4 and 5 teams in the poll, or in the rankings at least. Not sure that everybody agrees which one should have been 4 and which one should have been 5, but I digress. We're going to have it here on Care Radio. Pregame at about 12:30. And Raven kickoff from Wichita at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Huge game to see who advances to the semifinals. Here we go. The ball comes in play for the Ravens. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The shot is up. It's deflected. Ball game's over. Final score in the ladies' game. Jonathan West, 43. Barhill Mount Academy, 39. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Hey, we're back with you here in Highland, Kansas. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up a little bit, and here's what. What a fantastic girls' ball game. It, we saw them going back and forth. It was close, and matter of fact, final score, a 4-point game, 43-39, D. West winning it at home here tonight. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Morehill Mount Academy. How about this? Capri Keckner had 12. Hannah Cody had 12. Caitlin Folsom had 12. The other 3 points belong to Phoebe Keckner. For Donovan West, 10 each for Courtney Johnson and Belle Smith. 9 in the ball game for Reese McCauley. 7 this evening for Andy Foster. It was a 5-point game for Anderson Clary and 2 for Emmy Jo Weststein. Free throws, I think, were one of the big, big deals in the ballgame tonight. Donovan West, 11-19 on the night. Morehill Mount Academy went 8 of 20 at the free throw line and came up just 4 points short in this one here tonight. Tough call. Have to select our Bank of Atchison and player of the game. So many players did so many good things, but I'm going to go with Belle Smith for Donovan West. She came off the bench to share high-scoring honors on her team with Courtney Johnson. But coming in off the bench, she added 10 points. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Scored in every quarter of the game and was a great contributor to the Lady Mustang win. So, Belle Smith, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Get the final score in the ladies' game. Donovan West, 43, MHMA 39. Guys are out of the court warming up. We'll be back with boys high school basketball next. But in the meantime, back we go to our man Joseph. He's in the world-renowned Care Radio Sports Studios. We'll be back here in Highland, Kansas in about 10 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison Player to Bank On. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.